Since the last time I was with you, my wife and I have spent time again in India working with tribal pastors.
上次我们遇见面之后，我跟我太太到了印度，去跟部落的那些传道人是在一起。
I was there for 4 weeks.
我在那边四个礼拜。
And I discovered after 4 weeks that maybe I can't do what I did when I was 70.
我四个礼拜之后，我才突然意识到，大概我没有办法做我70岁的时候可以做的事情。
At 81, the energy seems to leak out along the way.
81岁的这个年龄，好像在这一趟的这过程之中，很多的能量已经漏出去了。
But we had a great time with the pastors.
但是我们跟那些传道人在一起，时光非常美好。
And they seemed very enthused and excited about learning how to share the gospel through telling the Bible stories.
他们好像特别有激情，愿意来学习如何借着圣经的故事来传讲福音。
Many of the people with whom we work are not able to read.
很多人我们跟他们一块来训练的时候，他们没有办法读，他们没有办法读圣经。
But they remember very well when you tell them a story.
但是你要给他讲一个故事，他们就记得特别的准。
So a very intense time all day long practicing and learning the stories from the Gospels.
所以我们就花了很多的时间，每天就是来训练如何讲福音的故事。
And we've gotten some reports back that it's beginning to spread and small groups are starting.
我们已经得到消息，现在已经是很多的小组已经开始了。
And each of those small groups, of course,eventually become small worshiping communities, what you would call a church.
这些每一个小组将来都会成为每一个敬拜的一个团队，一个集体，就是我们现在所叫的教会。
Thank you for your support.
谢谢你们对我的支持。
You folks have been so generous.
你们实在是非常慷慨。
And I know many of you prayed for us.
我知道你们中间很多人为我们祷告。
And the good word is, prayers have been answered.
好消息是你们的祷告被回答了。
Now, another comment that is very important this morning.
我还要讲一句话今天早上。
We come to celebrate the joyful news that Jesus is risen.
我们聚在一起来欢喜庆祝耶稣复活的这个大好消息。
So it may seem a little conflicting to see a cross in the room.
当你看到一个房间里面有一个十字架，好像有点矛盾。
The cross with sins that Friday night were nailed to the cross.
就是礼拜五的时候，有中间有很多的罪被钉到十字架上了。
But you see, to understand the gospel, it is both the cross and the resurrection.
你看，只要理解这个福音，首先就要有十字架，然后有复活。
And it is the resurrection today.That validates or confirms what happened at the cross.
今天的复活就让我们就是证实了在十字架上所发生的事情。
That the one who died in your behalf and mine, in fact, is risen from the dead.
那个为我而死的那一位，他已经是复活了。
And so the cross is here.
所以十字架就在这个地方。
And it reminds us of our sin.
提醒我们的罪。
But we celebrate that victory that is ours through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
我们今天来庆祝借着耶稣基督的复活，这我们所得到的这一个胜利。
Now, one other incidental word.
另外一句话，另外一个字。
At the conclusion of this service, Colleen and I will be with you at the baptism, certainly.
这个敬拜完之后，我跟 Colin 两个人会来参加洗礼。
But we're going to miss your potluck dinner.
但是我就没法吃大家的聚餐了。
Oh, but Colin and I will be heading down to my son, Doug Dorado, down in Delaware, and so we'll be leaving after the baptism. You'll understand.
我跟我太太已经敬拜完了之后，就会去到 Delaware 去看我们的儿子，所以你们可以理解啊。
The passage of scripture that we're looking at today is from 1 Peter.
今天的经文是在彼得前书。
It is the first chapter.
第一章。
We are looking only at verses 3 through 9.
我们看第三到第九节。
But interestingly enough, in the original language, verses 1 through, verses 1 through 12 are all one sentence.
在原文之中，这第一节到十二节都是一句话。
As Peter wrote that, it just one thought went right to the next.
彼得写的时候就一个思想连着下面一个思想。
And so as we share this message, we do so because the totality of the message is from verse 1 through verse 12.
我们今天要来分享这个信息，这个信息的完全性实际上是从第一节一下到第十二节的。
Beginning in verse 3.
我们从第三节开始。
I'm reading from the King James Version.
我就从老钦定本。
It may be a little different than what you have in front of you.
跟这中间我们中间用的有些英文版本不太一样。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved for you in heaven who are kept by the power of the Holy Spirit, ready to be revealed in the last day. We're in right now. You're in manifold heaviness through great temptation. That the trying of your faith, being more precious than that of gold that perishes, may be found in the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you believe. And though now you see him not, yet believing, you are filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory. For you receive now the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. The word of the Lord.
神的话语第三节开始，愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、为你们存留在天上的基业。你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩。因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。你们虽然没有看见他，没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。神的话语。
Pray with me for just a moment, please.
让我们来做一个祷告。
Holy Spirit of God, we invite you to be our teacher.
神的圣灵啊，请你来做我们的老师。
The things we need to understand and learn today are beyond our mental comprehension.
因为今天我们自己所要学习、所要理解的，往往超出我们自己的脑力的能力。
We want to grasp these truths with our hearts.
我们想用我们的心来把这些真理抓住。
And thereby be changed.
让我们因此被改变。
But we know that comes only when the Holy Spirit shows us truth.
我们知道这样唯有圣灵来向我们彰显真理。
Reveal yourself to us this day in the name of Jesus.
今天求你向我们来显现，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well,Somewhere around the world today, over the last 24 hours or so, 2.3 billion Christians have gathered to celebrate Easter.
在最近24个小时里边，在这个世界上有23亿的基督徒聚在一起来庆祝复活节。
That's a very interesting thing, realizing that the event happened 2,000 years ago.
当你想到这件事情是在2000年前发生的，觉得这个非常有趣。
And there are more people celebrating today than ever.
有现在来庆祝复活节的比以前要更多。
Why this great celebration?
为什么要有这样伟大的庆祝?
Well, some would say because the resurrection was a great miracle.
有人说因为这复活本身是一个神迹，伟大的神迹。
That's true.
这是对的。
We always get excited about the unknown.
我们总是对未知的东西感到非常的兴奋。
Well, for some people, it's a tradition.
但对某些人来讲是一个传统。
We do this every year.
我每年都是这样做吗?
I'll buy my new suit or my beautiful new hat.
我可能要买上一套新衣服或者很漂亮的新的帽子。
I'll dress up and look real nice because it's Easter.
因为我会穿得非常的漂亮，因为是复活节。
And then some people come to the celebration because they like celebrations.
有些人来庆祝是因为他们就是喜欢庆祝。
In India, where I have spent a great deal of time over the last 30 years,
印度我在那边花过过去30年在印度待过很长时间。
I have learned that there are many big celebrations that people enjoy.
我知道那边有很多大的庆祝，人人喜欢。
I've been to some of these great celebrations.
我也去参加过这样的大的庆祝。
But just like many people in churches here in this country, if you ask why the celebration, they don't know.
就像很多人在这个国家的教会之中，你要问你为什么来参加，为什么来庆祝，他们不知道原因。
It's just fun.
那只是好玩嘛。
We sing and dance.
我们可以又唱又跳。
And it's nice to get together to celebrate.
跟人在一起来欢庆很好。
Friends, there are greater reasons than these for celebrating this day.
朋友们，其实有更大的原因让我们今天可以来庆祝。
And for those reasons, I want to look at this passage in 1 Peter, the first chapter.
来看这些原因，我们就想来看哥林多，看彼得前书第一章这边的经文。
To begin with, he says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
一开始他说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
Now in some of our versions of the Bible it says praise be to God.
我们中间我们的经文说的是颂赞归于上帝父神。
I'm sorry. The passage really is saying more than that.
但是这个经文实际上讲的是超出这个含义的。
Peter is affirming here the blessedness of God.
彼得在这地方实际上是在强调上帝那配得颂赞的这个身份。
We don't bestow blessing on God. We recognize that He is the one who is blessed.
不是我们使得他配得颂赞，而是我们认识到他真的是配得颂赞，是他自己那个本性。
And so he begins this hymn by acknowledging that the God and Father of Jesus Christ is blessed.
他就刚开始就说这耶稣基督的父神主耶稣基督的父神是配得颂赞的。
Then he goes on to say, everything else I'm going to talk about comes because of God's abundant mercy.
他说我其他地方所要一切我所要谈到的事情都是因为上帝的那些他的怜悯。
The great truth and theme of the mercy of God.
是多么大的关于神的怜悯的这样的真理。
We could linger here for the next couple of hours.
我们可以花好几个小时来谈这方面的问题。这方面的。
I know some of you folks believe that I could do that.
我不知道你们中间这些人相不相信我可以这样做。
But this abundant mercy is not pity, it's the compassion of God for those who are lost.
这个大怜悯不是一种仅仅觉得可怜而已，觉得可怜我们，而是神的这种怜悯，对我们这些失落的人的这样的怜悯。
So the God who is blessed, that is the Father of Jesus Christ, according to His abundant mercy, has touched your life and mine.
因为这个主耶稣基督的父神，他是配得颂赞的，因为他自己的大怜悯，他触摸到我们的生活。
But nestled in there are these few words that are the very important phrase.
在中间有几个字是非常重要的四处放在中间。
By the resurrection of his son, Jesus Christ, from the dead.
他说借着他的儿子耶稣基督从死里复活。
That little passage, that little phrase is what everything else here hangs upon.
这个中间所那个短短的句子是旁边这么重要的，一切的都是基于那个基础。
First he says, because of that resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, we have a living hope.
他说因为耶稣基督的死，我们有的活泼的盼望。
Oh, this is powerful.
这是非常有力的。
I don't think anywhere in the scripture you would see people described as despaired and disappointed as the disciples when they saw Jesus crucified.
我想在圣经中间没有哪个地方描述人是如此的绝望，而是比得上，甚至比得上门徒们，当他看到耶稣基督被钉在十字架的时候，他们那种绝望。
Just as many people you know are depressed and despaired.
就好像你们中间有很多人，你们所知道的，有很多人是抑郁的，是绝望的。
But in the resurrection of Jesus Christ comes the invitation to experience living hope.
耶稣基督的复活就来了这种邀请，对我们是一个邀请，让我们来经历他的活泼的盼望。
Because of his death and his being in the tomb, the resurrection gives hope to us as the rest of the world does not know hope.
就是因为他的死，因为他进入坟墓，他的复活就给我们这样的盼望，这个世界都没有的盼望。
Now the beauty of this is lost sometimes because of our understanding of the word hope.
这中间有些地方，这个美丽，这个盼望的美丽被失去了一些，因为我们对于这个盼望的理解。
Hope is for some people wishful thinking.
对，这个盼望好像对某些人来讲就痴心妄想。
I hope something happens.
我巴不得有些事情可以发生。
I hope things get better.
我是盼望的什么事情可以变得更好。
That's not what this word is talking about.
这个不是这个地方盼望的含义。
This hope is the confidence that we have in God because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
这个盼望是因为耶稣基督的复活，我们对于上帝的这样的一个信心。
It is a living hope.
这是一个活的盼望。
Because it is instilled within us through the person of Jesus Christ.
这是因为耶稣基督借着他这个人来使得来进入到我们的生命之中。
There is a woman who has had tremendous influence in my life.
有一个姐妹对我的生命有极大的影响。
I never met her.
我从来都没有见过她。
She died about the time that I was born.
她死的时候我也差不多快生出来。
But her influence has come to me because of her writing.
她对我的影响是因为她自己的写作。
Her name is Fanny Crosby.
她的名字叫范妮克罗斯比。
Do any of you recognize that name, Fanny Crosby?
多少人听过她的名字 Fanny Crosby?
She wrote hundreds of poems.
她写过成千上百的诗歌，对诗歌诗。
Many of those poems have been put to music.
很多的诗被放进被填的谱。
And you have sung them.
你们唱过他们的歌。
She wrote Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine.
她中间有首歌是
She wrote, To God be the glory, great things he has done.
说荣耀归于上帝，他已成就大事。
The interesting thing you see about Fanny Crosby is she was blind.
但是 Fanny Crosby 她是盲人。
From the time she was an infant, when her eyes were burned, she was never able again to see.
当她从生下来的时候就没有办法看到。
But as a young teenager, she came to receive Christ as her Savior.
当她是青少年的时候，她就接受了耶稣基督，成为她的救主。
And this transformed her life.
那这就改变了她的生命。
And she wrote regularly about the greatness of Jesus.
她就常常写耶稣基督的伟大。
One day, she was asked a personal question.
有一天有人就问他一个关于个人的这样的一个问题。
Someone said, Fanny, it must be very difficult to have been blind all of your life.
有人就问，就说 Fanny， 你一生都这样子看不到，实在是很艰难，是吗？
Fanny Crosby said, "I have one great advantage over you."
Fanny 说，我有一个优势，你们没有。
The first face I will ever see will when I see the face of Jesus in heaven.
我第一个所要看到的面容，就是在天上看到耶稣基督的面容。
That, my friend, is hope.
朋友们，这就是盼望。
I think about the words in Blessed Assurance.
我就想到有福的确据中间的诗词。
Because in almost every hymn, she refers to her sight as if she could actually see.
在她每一个她写的这个诗词中间，她都好像是在写她能够看到一样。
Because the eyes of her heart had been opened.
因为她的心灵的眼睛已经被打开。
In Blessed Assurance, she says, "Visions of rapture now burst o'er my sight."
她这个有福的确据，她就说天堂的荣耀现在显在我心里。
Angels descending bring from above visions of mercy, echoes of love.
她说天使带信息由天而来，报名主怜悯，诉说主爱。
How does a person who is blind have such a sense of hope?
一个人看不到的人，盲人，他怎么会有如此大的这样的盼望？
She tells you, it's because Jesus Christ has opened the eyes of her heart.
她是告诉你，因为耶稣基督把她的心灵的眼睛打开了。
And she saw the kingdom.
她看到王国，看到国度。
She had a hope beyond the grave.
她的盼望是超过坟墓的。
And that's a living hope.
这就是活泼的盼望。
Of course, then Peter goes on to say, "We are born again."
然后彼得就说，我们是重生的。
See, he says, "Blessed be the God and Father who has begotten us again unto a living hope." Begotten us again means we have been born again.
他就说，愿颂赞归于我们的主耶稣基督的父神。他曾照自己大怜悯，借耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，重生，重新出生。
You see, when we are born the first time,
你看，当我们第一次被生出来的时候
，Have all of you been born the first time?
你们是不是都被生过一次
？Well, I suppose you have, or you wouldn't be here.
我是假设你肯定是有过，否则你就不可能在这个地方。
But the first time we are born into a body of death.
我们第一次被生出来的时候，我们是生在一个肯定要死亡的这样的一个身体中。
That is, we're born with our back toward God, going in our own direction.
也就是说，我们出生的时候，我们生出来，我们的是背向上帝，我们是按照我们自己的方向这样子来走。
All of us here.Are egocentric.
我们中间所有的人都是自我中心的。
We're not Christocentric or Christ-centered.
我们不是以基督为中心的。
That's not natural.
这个以基督为中心不自然。
All of us here have fallen short of God's standard of perfection.
我们实际上都是亏缺了上帝那标准的完全的这样的完全。
The consequence of being a sinner is death.
一个罪人的结果就是死亡。
Not just physical death, but spiritual death.
不仅是身体要死亡，而且灵死亡。
David wrote in the 51st Psalm, "I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me."
大卫在51章诗篇51章就说，我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
So we are born in sin.But the resurrection of Jesus Christ says you have an opportunity to be born again.
我们是在罪中而生，但是耶稣基督的复活就是在说，你可以再重生，你有重生的机会。
Born a second time.
可以第一次再来生出来，第二次再生出来。
I don't remember the first time I was born.
我不太记得我第一次出生是什么样子。
I don't recall a thing about it.
我什么都不记得了。
Do you?
你能记得你第一次出生的情况吗？
October the 10th,
1932. 1932年10月10号。
October the 10th, 1932. That's when I was born the first time.
1932.
They tell me I was...
1932年10月10号。
They tell me I was very energetic and noisy.
他们说 我出生的时候非常有力气，非常很吵人的。
And that's the way I've been for almost 82 years.
就我这之后几乎82年我都是这个样子。
But I don't remember it. I just know that's what my mother told me.
但是我能记得是因为我妈妈告诉我的。
And my mother was there.
我妈妈当时在场。
But I remember when I was born again.
但是我记得我重生的时刻。
Because I remember as a religious kid,
我当时知道自己是一个所谓的很有宗教性的孩子。
With a big Bible under my arm,
我还是胳膊上夹着一个很厚的圣经。
Going to a big youth rally,
我去参加一个很大的青少年的那样的聚会。
Some of you remember I've told you before,
你们中间有些人记得，因为我以前跟你们讲过。
I was dating the preacher's daughter,
因为当时我是跟传道人的女儿正在跟他谈恋爱。
And the preacher didn't want me messing around with his daughter because I was one of those Italians from South Camden, New Jersey.
这个传道人不太想让他的女儿来跟我这样子谈恋爱，因为我是个意大利后裔的，在 Camden 那边那个地方住的那样的孩子。
So I went to the youth rally so I could sit next to her.
所以我就可以去参加这个青少年的聚会，我就可以坐在他旁边。
But the evangelist began to preach.
结果这一个有一个传道人就来传讲信息。
He said, "You may be religious."
他说你有可能带有宗教性。
You may carry your Bible and go to Sunday school.
你带着你的圣经去参加主日学。
Everybody may think you're a very nice person.
很多人可能都认为你是一个很好的人。
And he at least gave us the thought that we are pretty nice people.
他至少是给我们的感觉哦，我们是很不错的人。
But he said, until God performs his work of grace upon your heart, you are lost.
除非是上帝在你的心中做那恩典的工，你是失落的。
But he didn't leave me there.
但他没有把我放在那个地方。
He began to show us how, if we come to the cross and acknowledge our sinfulness and cry out to Christ, the risen Savior can come and live within.
他就说他会告诉我们如何当我们向这个神来呼求的时候，来邀请他进入我们生命的时候，这个复活的主会进到我们生命之中。
I was 17 years old.
我当时17岁。
I see some teenagers here.
我知道我们中间是有青少年。
You know, when we're teenagers, we're very self-conscious.
我们做青少年的时候，我们那个自我意识极强烈。
We worry about what everybody's thinking about us.
我们很担心别人如何看我们。
And when he gave the invitation to come and put our trust in Christ, I didn't want to go.
当他邀请大家让他进来，说你到前面来，把你的信心，把你的信心放在耶稣基督身上，那我就不想去。
That was the body of sin resisting the invitation of God.
实际上这是有罪的身体在拒绝在抗拒上帝的邀请。
Before the evening was over,
但在那个晚上完结束之前
I went to a place of prayer,
我就到一个地方去祷告。
And I confessed, I am a sinner and I'm lost.
我认罪，我说我是罪人，我已经失落了。
And Jesus, I need you and I believe you.
耶稣，我需要你，我相信你。
I was there that night.
那天晚上我在那个地方。
I remember when I was born again.
我知道我那个时候 我那个时候第二次重生。
It was not some great emotional experience for me.
不是，但那个时候不是对我来讲不是一个很大的这种情绪上的这样的经历。
But it was the quiet assurance that much of the scripture I had learned as a child growing up now brought to me.The resurrected Christ.
实际上是一个非常非常安静的那样的一个确据，是我自己从小所读圣经，所一切都是指给我的，让把我带到这个复活的基督面前。
Jesus said, Nicodemus, if you're not born again, You can't see the kingdom of God.
耶稣说，对尼哥底母说，你人若你要不重生，就不能见上帝的国。
Jesus said to Nicodemus, unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣对尼哥底母说，你如果没有重生，你就不能进上帝的国。
And he spoke those words to one of the most pious and religious men in his day.
他是在当时对在那个时代是一个最最诚虔最最虔诚的一个中带极带宗教性的这样的人讲这句话。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ calls us to a living hope.
耶稣基督的复活带我们来进入一个活泼的盼望。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ calls us to a new birth into the kingdom of God.
耶稣基督的复活使得我们带着重生进入上帝的国度。
Then he says that resurrection of Jesus brings us to a new inheritance.
然后他又说，上耶稣基督的复活又给我们一个新的基业。
Well, I've always liked the thought of inheritance.
我非常喜欢能够有遗产，能够拿到这些东西。
My wife and I, Colleen and I, have scoured around hoping we have a rich uncle somewhere we don't know anything about.
其实我们到处去查，真巴不得我们可以有一个，我跟我太太巴不得我们可以有一个很富有的一个叔叔或者伯伯，但是也找不到。
And one day we'll get a call saying your rich uncle died and left you $1 million.
就巴不得有一个有就有一天我们会收到电话说，哦，你那个很富有的叔叔死掉了，他给你留了$100万。
But I'm afraid that's not going to happen.
但是我现在担心大概不可能再发生这种事情。
But Jesus says, I have an inheritance for every one of you, and it's assured because of my resurrection.
他说，耶稣说，我给你们每一个人都有一个产业，都有个基业，都有个遗产，但是你可以有确据，因为我复活了。
Listen to the words of Jesus in the 14th chapter of John.
来听耶稣基督的话，在约翰福音第十四章。
Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
你们心里不要忧愁，不要害怕。
You believe in God, believe also in me.
你们信神也当信我。
In my Father's house are many mansions.
在我父的家里有许多的住处。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。
Now listen. I go to prepare a place for you.
现在请听，我去原是为你们预备地方去的。
That where I am, there you may be also.
我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
You have an inheritance.
你有一个产业。
Because you see, when you're born again, you're born into the family of God.
你看，当你重生的时候，当你重生在上帝的国国上帝的家中的时候
，you're grafted into the vine.
实际上是你嫁接的这一个树上。
You're adopted into the family.
你是被领养进入这个家。
And you have a brother now who has infinite worth.
你有一个哥哥，现在是有无限无限的价值。
And he says, having been born again by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, that inheritance is yours.
他说，因为我们重生了，因为耶稣基督的复活，所以这个基业就是你的了。
And he says, this inheritance is incorruptible.
他说，这个基业是不能朽坏的。
Satan can't get to it.
撒旦不能够把它拿去。
Satan cannot destroy it.
撒旦不能摧毁的。
It's God's creation for his children.
这是上帝所创造的，为他的孩子们所创造的。
He says it's undefiled.
他说这是不能被玷污的。
That means it's pure.
他说这是纯洁的。
And he says it will not fade.
他说这个也不会消残的。
I read that last phrase will not fade away and I think about how much of life fades away.
说到不能衰残，我就在想多少的生命实在慢慢的衰残。
I've lived long enough to see some wonderful things happening, but over the years, they fade away.
其实我的年龄大，这么多年我看到很多发生非常美好的事情，但是我同时也看到很多的生命，很多的事情就是逐渐逐渐衰残。
But the resurrection says to you, there's an inheritance, undefiled, incorruptible, that will not fade, and it is reserved for you in heaven.
复活就是在说，你有一个基业是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你在天上准备好的。
You've got a reservation.
你已经有一个预约给你放在那边。
Do any of you get to fly?
多少人坐过飞机？
Over the years, I've done so much flying.
这么多年，我已经飞过很多次。
It no longer holds much charm for me, I'm afraid.
好像对我来讲已经没那么有吸引力了。
But some years ago, my office was still in Manhattan. I had to catch a flight out of New York, LaGuardia Airport.
很多年前，我当时我的办公室在曼哈顿，我必须到纽约的那个机场去搭飞机。
I was flying to speak at a conference somewhere out in the west.
我要到西部的有一个什么会议，我要在中间做讲员。
I arrived with ticket in hand.
我拿着我的票。
And the lady said, "I'm sorry, the flight is overbooked."
我拿那票就说那个到了机场，有人讲
I have a reservation.
那人讲哦，这个飞机满了，我就说我已经有预约。我已经有票。
She said, "I'm afraid you're here a little too late."
她说我怕你来得太哦，我真是不好意思，你来得太晚了。
Now, I'm a fairly even-tempered person.
其实我是个相对好脾气的人。
My wife is not agreeing with me. I can see it right now.
我可以看得出来我太太不太赞同我刚才这句话。
But when I confront something like this,
当我面对这样的问题的时候。
There's this Italian blood in me that begins to boil.
这中间有个意大利的血还在我身上流。
I've got good news for you today.
我今天有好消息给你。
Have you been born again?
你有没有得到重生？
You have a living hope.
你有没有那个活泼的盼望？
You have an inheritance that's reserved for you in heaven by God.
你有一个基业已经被你准备好预留好在天上放着是被上帝亲自预约。
You can never be bumped. That's what they call bumped.
你从来不会被挤下去。
Because your reservation is confirmed through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
因为你那个预约是因为耶稣基督他从死中复活所为你奠定的基础。
I gotta finish with this one. I'd love to go on for the whole passage because it's all one sentence.
我本来是想真的是巴不得能够把这整句话都来讲，但是
But I love the way he concludes this particular portion.
但是我非常喜欢他来结束的这个方式。
He says, "My brothers and sisters, you're going through very difficult times."
他就讲我的弟兄姐妹们，你现在是经历一个非常艰难的时代。
You're under heavy burden.
你们身上有很多的压力。
But you're filled with joy unspeakable.
他说，但是你们充满了那种说不出来的那样的喜乐。
And full of glory.
你们满有荣光的大，满有荣光。
The resurrection brings to us as born again people the disposition of joy.
对这个复活所给我们这些重生的人，我们就有这种喜乐的这样的一个表现。
And it's interesting, he says, joy unspeakable.
他说到这种说不出来的喜乐。
What does that mean?
这到底什么意思？
I think today the word joy and the word happiness get confused.
我看今天我们把这个喜乐跟那个幸福感都连在一起了。
And I know I've said this to many of you before.
我知道我跟你们中间很多人已经谈过。
God's people are not required to be happy at all times.
上帝的子民不是要求你在这个随时随刻都必须很开心。
I have even been to funerals having performed hundreds of them where Christians have said, "Because my trust in the Lord, I haven't even wept.
当我去，其实我主持过很多上百个这样的葬礼。追四礼拜，有些基督徒，有些圣人跟我说，因为我对上帝有信心，所以我连哭都不哭。
That's sick.
这实在是很有问题。
As a believer, I weep.
作为一个相信主的人，我哭。
As a believer in Jesus Christ, I become wearied with burdens.
在主耶稣基督里边的这样的信徒，我是因为很多的压力，我会感到
疲倦。I don't expect those South Koreans to be laughing right now as they seek to gain entrance to bring out those young people.
我对那些南韩的现在他们那边的人，不能说他们正在把那些在船里边淹在船底的人想打开把他们救出来拿其实就是身体拿出来我没有办法期待他们满心欢笑
That's devastating
这是一个很痛苦的局势
I can't imagine what people are going through whose relatives were on the plane that sits somewhere on the bottom of the ocean
我不知道那些他们自己的亲人在那个飞机上飞机已经是坠落在海洋之中在海洋的底部他们现在的经历是什么
The Bible assures us that as his followers we will experience sorrow
圣经告诉我们作为他的作为主的门徒我们会经历苦难会经历忧伤
But what is unspeakable about the joy of the LordIs that in the midst of all of that, we have the inner confidence that God never leaves us.
这个说不出来的喜乐，也就是在这个所有的情况之下，我们知道上帝的喜乐在我们之中，上帝不会离开我们。
I'm with you through the battle.
在这一个战斗之中，我会与你同在。
I am with you in the pain.
在你的苦难痛苦之中我会与你同在
I am going to be with you no matter the circumstance
不管情况如何我会与你同在
And that gives you an inner sense of victory
这就给我们在内部的一个心内心之中的那个肯定的这种得胜的这样的感受
There's a great theologian by the name of Moltmann
有个著名的神学家 Moltmann 这个人
He was an atheist.
他本来是一个无神论者。
He was in the Second World War and was in the Nazi Army.
在第二次世界，第二次世界世界大战的时候，他在纳粹的Air Force 就在他空军中间参战。
In the midst of a battle, a man standing next to him, one of his friends, was killed, but he was not.
在一场战争的时候一个战斗的时候在他旁边的一个人就被杀掉了但是他活下来了
Moltmann said I can never believe in a God who allows this kind of suffering
Moltmann 就说他说我没有办法是相信一个上帝会允许这样的痛苦发生
He was captured and sent to a prison camp in Scotland
他被抓住然后送到苏格兰那边一个监狱里边去
I didn't know there were prison camps in Scotland.
我倒不知道苏格兰那边居然会有一个监狱。
But a chaplain handed him a copy of the New Testament.
那边有个随军的牧师就给了他一本的新约圣经。
And as he began to read the New Testament,
当他读新约圣经的时候
he was stunned, amazed, when he realized the suffering of Jesus.
当他意识到主耶稣的所遭受的苦难的时候他非常的震惊
And then reading through the Bible Moltmann found that our God is a God who is acquainted with our suffering
Moltmann 当他在读这个圣经整个读圣经的时候他突然明白我们的上帝是一个这样的上帝他实在是非常熟悉的所有的苦难
Remember Isaiah 53
记不记得以赛亚53章
And the book of Hebrews
还有希伯来书。
It was at that point that Moltmann put his trust and faith in Jesus Christ.
就是在那个时刻 ，Moltmann 把他的自己的信心放在耶稣基督的身上。
He was not attracted because somebody got up and said, "Wonderful life, easy life, come follow Jesus."
他所被吸引的不是有人突然站起来说啊，真的是非常美好的生活，非常有趣的生活，来接受耶稣基督。
He was attracted to Jesus because he recognized that God is acquainted with our suffering and our grief, and in the midst of it, offers himself to you and to me.
他之所以被耶稣吸引，是因为我们这个上帝实在是太了解我们所经历的一切的痛苦，在这个在所有的这过程之中，他所有的这种痛苦，他所经历的是为你和我。
And so today we join 2.3 billion people around the world celebrating the resurrection.
今天我们跟23亿的在世界上其他的人聚在一起来庆祝耶稣的复活。
Because through that resurrection, we have a new birth and Christ is victorious over sin.
因为借着他的复活，我们有一个新的，有一个重生，新的生命，耶稣基督战胜了罪恶。
Through that resurrection, we have a living hope because through Jesus Christ, we're victorious over despair.
因着他的复活，我们有一个活泼的盼望，因为耶稣基督战胜了我们所有的绝望。
We celebrate the resurrection because we have an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade, that's reserved for us in heaven, and God has through Christ given us victory over death.
这是我们之所以因为这个复活它使得给了我们一个产业，而这个产业是不能朽坏，不能玷污，不会衰残的，而上帝给我们借着耶稣基督使得我们有着胜利，对着死亡我们战胜了死亡。
And in the midst of our struggling and our burdens and oft times even in our tears,
在我们的挣扎，我们自己所有的负担，甚至我们的眼泪之中，
We have a joy unspeakable and full of glory.
我们有那说不出来的喜乐，满有荣光的喜乐。
Because Jesus has won the victory over final defeat.
因为耶稣基督已经是把最后的战胜失败的这个得到了最后的胜利。
Stand with me, please.
让我们一同站立。
He is risen.
He's risen.
Will you say with me in English?
好。
He is risen.
He is risen. 好。He is risen indeed. Okay, he is risen indeed.
In Chinese.
Oh, in Chinese. Okay. 他复活了。
Oh, no, no, no. You do better.
他复活了。
他复活了。
Okay. He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
他的确复活了。
对，他的确复活了。我说他真的复活了也行。
And the triumph of the resurrection and the victory of the open tomb today is yours through faith in Jesus Christ.
借着你对耶稣基督的信，这个复活的这个胜利，还有空坟墓的这样的一个彻底征服，今天就是你的了。
We give thanks to you, our Father.
天父，我们把我们的感恩献给你。
For the victory that is ours.
我们因着这个我们的这个胜利来向你感谢。
Victory over sin.
这是一个战胜了罪。
Victory over despair.
战胜了绝望。
Victory over death,
战胜了死亡,
and victory over ultimate defeat,
战胜了那最终的失败。
We thank you, and we praise you.
我们谢谢你，我们感谢你，赞美你。
In the name of Jesus, our Savior,
奉耶稣的名，我们的救主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 好，我们大家一同以。